From our new research tells you to do or not to do what they previously told you to do. File from the UK turns out you can have a drink if you're pregnant. And the guidelines say that no alcohol have unfairly alarmed women. And the guidelines also say that no alcohol is not actually based on reliable evidence. Director of Kent University's Centre for Parenting and Culture Studies, Ellie Lee, is with us. A very good morning to you.
Hi there.
Has this information been controversial in Britain, or will it be controversial?
Well, the guidance, the Chief Medical Officer guidance, actually was published last November. And when it was published, there was no controversy about it. It was part of the wider kind of anti-alcohol guidance, and there was much more controversy about the general message, which was to tell people that any drinking was something they shouldn't do. And there was a lot of reaction about that, but the aspect of it about pregnancy wasn't debated. And I'm really pleased that what we've done with our event today has managed to create some discussion about this. I mean, just to say, my argument isn't that any woman should or shouldn't do anything in particular. So I'm not saying that women should drink or that they shouldn't drink. What I am saying is that the way in which the issues are posed by the chief medical officers, I think, is seriously questionable, with some consequences which are insufficiently discussed.
Is the basis of what they say when they say don't drink anything simply to cover themselves off? In other words, if I blanket ban something, then I can have no comeback.
Well, I think that might be it. I think they may be trying to, maybe they are trying to avoid litigation or something. I'm not sure. The way that they pose it in their guidance is that they're completely overt about the fact that the guidance is precautionary. That's to say, they make it clear themselves that there isn't any evidence to indicate that having an odd drink now and again when you're pregnant is going to have any detrimental effects whatsoever, because there isn't any evidence that indicates that. What there isn't is evidence to prove safety, but then you can't ever prove that anyway, so that will never exist.
Do you think what you've done today is
completely open about the fact that it's precautionary? My argument is that approach isn't harmless.
Do you think your argument today will turn it around? Because I mean, if a woman goes out tonight in Britain who's pregnant and has a glass of wine, she will still be looked at, won't she? And they'll go, dear, I don't think she'll be doing it. How long before you turn that around?
I think it's going to take a long time, and I think that it's part of a complex of a whole set of issues, I think, now to do with the way in which pregnant women are increasingly viewed as kind of risky incubators, whose all sorts of things that they do may be very unreliable in terms of the baby that they're growing. So, I mean, there's all sorts of things about you know, food as well as drink, stress. You know, the women are told all the time that stress is bad for the developing fetus, which obviously is completely unlivable.
Yeah.
How can you know, if you're an actual woman, how can you avoid stress?
It's,
I mean,
it's
ridiculous, but the whole thing is like that now. So it's not just drinking, I think, where there's these really unrealistic messages that I think make life very difficult for pregnant women.
Good on you, Ellie. Appreciate your time very much. Ellie Lee, Director of Kent University's Centre for Parenting Cultural Studies. Gosh, we live in interesting times, don't we, where the so-called experts are being found out left, right and centre.